time to turn it on again. Monday edition. Chad Holmes with you until 4 p.m. here on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Currently a beautiful day outside our studios on East Wausau Avenue in Wausau. Sunny skies. Temperature around 75 degrees. Hopefully you'll get a chance to get out there and enjoy it. We'll be talking to Ray Miller from Weatherology in a little bit. It does not look like this weather's going to stick around into the end of the work week. We'll get the details again a little bit later on in the program. Also today, going to be talking about, I like the historical aspect. I think you're starting to get that over the last couple of weeks on this program. I'm going to talk about some stories that sort of intersected this weekend that talk about where we've been, where we are as a country, and where we would like to be, and perhaps where we are going as a country as well. Last night, there was a big event where Governor Ron DeSantis, who had a big week himself last week, came to Green Bay for a Republican rally, along with his buddies Ron Johnson and Tim Michaels and Tom Tiffany and a few other friends in Green Bay before the Packers game. Of course, Ron Johnson is filling his Packer jersey, but interesting in that, where Ron DeSantis, instead of running for re-election in terms of campaigning in Florida, spending his time here in Wisconsin. Hopefully the voters in Florida have noticed what's been going on with Big Ron. But again, I think that was an interesting aspect of the weekend. Donald Trump held one of his QAnon rallies in Youngstown, Ohio on Saturday. And where that connects is a couple of different ways. We had an interview with the current president, Joe Biden, on 60 Minutes last night, which I think shows a lot of the differences between the current president and the former president. And also last night, and I hope you had a chance to see it, or if you haven't, you'll get a chance to see it. I think it's being replayed this evening. Part one of the new Ken Burns documentary on the Holocaust and how not just focused on Hitler and Germany, but also in context of the global anti-fascism that was going on in the 30s and the 40s, and the racism as well, and of course some of the policies here in the United States of America, which caused not anything that caused some even further difficulties for the Jewish people that were trying to get out of Germany. So last night, that was the start of the latest Ken Burns documentary series on PBS. I saw, after the Packers were done last night, I was watching some of that as well, and it's interesting to see some of the attitudes, some of the policies, some of the political leaders and their rhetoric that you could say we saw on Saturday in Youngstown, Ohio, with the former president of the United States, Donald J. Trump. So we're going to kind of put that all together during the course of this program until 4 p.m. here on Bull Falls Radio 98.9. Before we start that off, it is Monday, and I think it's a good Monday. It's a victory Monday. It's a beautiful day in central Wisconsin. You look out the window here at our studios, lots of sunshine, wonderful temperatures, and also I think there's a few more smiles, a few more springs in the step of the folks around. It's always interesting over many, many years. I remember back when I was going to school in the 1980s, I was going to DC Everest, and on a Monday after the Packers won, which was not as often as it is today, everybody just felt better. And I think that's the case. Everybody feels better going to work, going to the supermarket, going around to talking to their friends after the Packers win. Last week, of course, it was a rough Monday because not only did the Packers lose, the Badgers lost to Washington State. This Monday, you got the Packers winning over their rival, the Chicago Bears, on Sunday Night Football 27-10. And also the Wisconsin Badgers got back on the winning track against a really bad football team. So I don't think you can take as much into it as we're going to find out this coming week. But the Badgers still with a victory. Now 2-1 on the year after beating New Mexico State by a score of 66-7. No running clock in college football like in high school football. Badgers have kept rolling and rolling and rolling. But the Badgers now get set to take on the Ohio State Buckeyes, one of the top three teams in the country. I think they were like third last time I took a peek. So we're going to find out a lot about the Badgers. Not only do they play the number three ranked Ohio State Buckeyes, they play the Ohio State Buckeyes on the road. So not going to be easy for the Badgers when they hit the road Saturday night in Columbus. For the Packers, it was a huge win because if they had not defeated the Bears, they would have been 0-2 in last place in the NFC North going into Tampa, where Tom Brady waits next Sunday afternoon. Tampa Bay has been very impressive. In fact, it's not Tom Brady that's been so impressive for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. It's been that defense. They have not allowed a touchdown yet this season against a couple of really good teams. They shut down the Dallas Cowboys in their first game on the road, and they shut down the New Orleans Saints yesterday on the road as well. So they went the first seven periods without giving up a touchdown before the Saints were able to put one in the fourth quarter. So going to be a tough matchup next Sunday. Packers will look for their second straight win when they do take on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But hopefully you got a smile on your face, feeling pretty good on this Monday. Got to take a real quick break, and we're going to come back. We're going to start off by looking back at some of the comments that were made at that event in Green Bay. Not the Packer Bear game, but the event with Ron DeSantis, Ron Johnson, Tim Michaels, Mike Gallagher. I know that Tom Tiffany was there. I'm not sure if he spoke, but we're going to look back at some of the comments from DeSantis, Johnson, and Michaels. It got my blood boiling just putting it together. So we'll talk about that coming up next. Chad Holmes Show with you here until 4 o'clock on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Chad Holmes Show here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 on your FM dial, 1230 AM. Also, you can catch us on our website. Just go to bullfallsradio.com. Click on the Listen Live stream right on the front page when you head to that webpage. You can also use Alexa. Just say, Alexa, find us WXCO. And mobile devices, including the TuneIn Radio app and others, by searching WXCO. So again, with you on this Monday afternoon, beautiful Monday. Sun is shining. Glad you could spend a little bit of time with us. Last night over in Green Bay, Ron DeSantis, who made such big news last week with his human trafficking of refugees to Martha's Vineyard. Well, he had time to pay a visit to Titletown and visit Green Bay, team up with the Wisconsin gubernatorial Republican nominee Tim Michaels, another Ron Johnson, the incumbent senator who is facing off with Mandela Barnes for his seat. Also, some of the other Republican leaders around the state of Wisconsin, our own Tom Tiffany, the 7th District Congressman, Mike Gallagher, who is a congressman from the eastern part of the state, and others as well. I know the Attorney General nominee was there. It was really a big party for those Republicans. And again, just cutting down. Such negativity came from all of these Republicans at this event. And I saw an interesting tweet earlier today, and it's really so true. When you watch a Ron Johnson spot, when you listen to Ron Johnson speak, does he talk about anything he has accomplished in the 12 years he's been in the United States Senate? When you think back to the guy that he replaced, Russ Feingold worked on issues tirelessly, even when it was difficult. How many years did he work on campaign finance reform? And he was able to get something done with it. Unfortunately, the courts then, Citizens United, basically opened up the Pandora's box. So all that work that Russ Feingold had done kind of went out the window. But at the same time, you got Russ Feingold, who worked so hard on that and so many other issues. What has Ron Johnson done in the last 12 years? What is he running on re-election? Basically, if you watch the commercials, it's trying to scare you out of your skin. I mean, it's incredible the negativity that comes from a Ron Johnson spot. It's all negative, negative, negative. And it was a lot of that last night as well. And of course, with Ron DeSantis there, you can't expect the issue talk to be on a high plane. Ron DeSantis said that until last week, when he pulled that stunt with the refugees, that that the whole idea of the immigration issue and the border issue, nobody was talking about it. That's what Ron DeSantis said last night. Nobody was talking about it. Yes, people have been talking about it. They've been talking about it for days, weeks, months, years, decades, centuries in this country. Centuries. That immigration has, and the border has been an argument for years and years and years and years. So Ron DeSantis, who thinks that, you know, this is an issue that just came out of nowhere, is out of his mind. And again, it's all for his own personal benefit. And that's one of the things I think that we have to keep a close eye on as you get ready to vote in November. Is the candidate on the ballot, and I don't care whether it's a Republican, an independent, or a Democrat, when you look at what they're doing, what they're running on, the issues they talk about, are they running to help you? Are they running to help your neighbor? Are they running to help the general population of the either the state they're running for, the district they're running for, the country they're running for? Ron DeSantis isn't running to help anybody in Florida. When he inevitably runs for president of the United States, he's not running to help you or me. That's one of the frustrating aspects of that Marquette poll that came out last week. Yes, Mandela Barnes had better numbers than Ron Johnson did in terms of the question, does this person understand the issues that I'm dealing with in my life? Tony Evers has better numbers than Tim Michaels, but the fact that 40%+ think that Tim Michaels really cares about your issues, the man who has houses in New York and Connecticut and who knows where else, the guy who has this incredible life, but doggone it, he needs to, you know, be the governor to, you know, help him and his rich cronies even a little bit more. Ron Johnson, what has Ron Johnson ever done? Go back these last 12 years. What has Ron Johnson ever done for the people of the state of Wisconsin? And if he did something, wouldn't he be running on it? I think you'd be running on something. But it's like they want to change America. They hate America. That's what he says about me every day. That's what he has. Because when I hear Ron Johnson talk, I feel like he's talking to me. And last night, he brought out some of his greatest hits. But let's start off with Ron DeSantis. Ron DeSantis, again, was in the headlines big time last week for his stunt. And there's a lot of news coming out even today that make it, I'm not going to say for sure because I don't want to come out here and make statements that are not proven completely by the facts. But there is, I think, some evidence that what Ron DeSantis did with the entire process of fooling these immigrants who have gone through such incredible difficulties during their lives. They are not just packing up and going across hundreds and thousands of miles to try to get to the United States because it's a whim. Their lives are so incredibly difficult. And then what does Ron DeSantis see? Does he see people that need help in some way? That somehow we got to figure out this whole system in order to help everybody, Americans and also the folks that are looking for a better life, make something work. No, Ron DeSantis said, hey, here's a way for me to get on Fox News. Hey, here's a way for me to score points with the far-right Trumpies of this party that live on, you know, the hatred of others. That's what he's looking for. And Ron DeSantis was there with his really strange voice and his really strange persona being the headliner. I found it really interesting. He was the headliner. Special guests were Ron Johnson and Tim Michaels. But Ron DeSantis, after, you know, getting criticism for his stunt, he said basically he was doing all these folks a favor, that that these folks were getting a chance to visit some really cool places when he sent them off to Martha's Vineyard. Here's what Ron DeSantis said. He was really enjoying it. A real goody yuck-yuck here.
Jackpot to be able to be in the wealthiest sanctuary jurisdiction in the world.
Ha, ha, ha. Ha, 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 ha. Funny, Ron. Real funny there. I really enjoyed that. And Ron DeSantis was also there because, you know, he and Tim Michaels are, you know, good buddies. Well, I don't know if they're good buddies, but they seem to think quite a bit alike. And have you as a voter, as we get set for the election on November 8th, been thinking, boy, I sure wish Wisconsin could be a lot more like Florida? If we could just do things like they do in Florida, this state would be so much better. Well, Ron DeSantis says if you are one of those folks, you got an opportunity to make Wisconsin a little bit more like Florida when you go to the polls on November 8th.
You guys have an opportunity. You have a really good Republican legislature here. You have Tim as governor. And I'll talk about some of the things we've done in Florida, but I really believe everything we've done in Florida, you will be able to do in Wisconsin and then some.
Wow. And then some. I will say the one thing he said is true. The Wisconsin legislature, dominated by Republicans, and it's not going to change because of the gerrymandering. It's not going to be easy in order for the Democrats to even cut into the deficit, let alone take over either of those branches. So, yeah, I mean, there's going to be a Republican state legislature, going to be a state Senate that's controlled by the Republican Party. There will be a state assembly that is controlled by the Republican Party. But does that mean that you want to have a Republican governor who's then going to basically rubber stamp all these bills that Governor Evers has vetoed? I think Governor Evers has been protecting the people of Wisconsin with his veto pen, because the Republican state assembly and the Republican state state Senate have been embarrassments. They've not even been at work for months. If Tim Michaels becomes the governor of Wisconsin, I'm hoping that the Republican Assembly and the Republican State Senate do stay on vacation, but you know that's not going to happen. And the thing about it is, when you listen to Tim Michaels, there are some things he says. I would worry about the things he doesn't say, because when you talk about, remember Scott Walker, you know, that has been politician? Scott Walker talked about things when he ran for governor, but it was the things he did not talk about that really got under the skin of myself, and I think of many others. He didn't talk about Act 10. He did not talk about right to work. He didn't, you know, he didn't come out and say I was for either of those until he was safely elected and then had his assembly and had his Senate pass the bills and he signed them. Well, you know, I mean, you would expect that a gubernatorial candidate would talk exactly about what they want to do in terms of the bills they want to pass. And the interesting thing about Tim Michaels, which we will hear in a couple of his comments coming up, is the couple of things that he's talking about, yeah, I mean, they're red meat for the right wing. They're red meat for the Republicans. But at the same time, they are not, I think, the stuff that is going to be the most important issues and the most important bills that he would sign if he becomes governor. And that's one thing that why we wish we should have more than one debate or one joint appearance between Governor Evers and Tim Michaels. We need to hear Tim Michaels and Governor Evers really talk about their visions for the next 4 years. What are the priorities? What are the bills that they're going to be signing? What are their, where will Wisconsin be in 4 years if Tim Michaels is the governor? Where would we be in 4 years if Tony Evers is the governor? I just think that's so important. And I don't care if you're a Republican or a Democrat. You should want to hear that. You should want both those candidates to be put on the spot to say what they would do if such and such a bill comes in front of their desk. Will they sign it? Will they veto it? What will they do? How will they lead their parties? What will those priorities be? So again, I just find it to be incredibly bad for our democracy, very bad for the state of Wisconsin. And it looks as though that's going to be the case for the Senate as well. And I wish that Lieutenant Governor Barnes would debate more against Ron Johnson. I think there's opportunities, and I know that, you know, in these negotiations that sometimes what we don't know is as important as what we do know. But at this point, it looks like there may just be one debate between the Senate candidates as well. So again, it's just very, very interesting that No, Ron DeSantis wants us to become more like Florida. Well, I would like to hear Tim Michaels talk a little bit more about how he wants us to be like Florida, because there are some things in Florida that are very, very concerning as DeSantis, a very strange man. I honestly think he's a very strange man, and I just think that a very scary man should he be running for president and come even close to becoming the president of the United States. We're going to hear what Tim Michaels had to say and what Ron Johnson had to say after we take a quick break. We'll be right back here on Bow Falls Radio, WXCO. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, Monday edition here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Talking a little bit about last night's big Republican event over in Green Bay, where all the GOP big hitters in Wisconsin, Ron Johnson, Tim Michaels, Tom Tiffany, a number of other elected Republican officials, Republican candidates, including the state attorney general candidate, all on hand to welcome big Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, after a big week of political stunts, like sending some people who were at the bottom end of their lives, using them as a stunt, flying them to Martha's Vineyard and trying to, I guess you'd call it, own the lips. Because one thing the MAGA party truly believes in, and I don't think they believe in really a whole lot, but the thing that they do believe in is cruelty. Also, lib owning. You know, as long as you own the libs, they feel pretty darn good. And they also really want to impress the Fox News and the other right-wing media. But Ron DeSantis has been working overtime when it comes to all of that. I mean, talk about cruel. He was cruel last week, and he was able to come to Wisconsin and help out the Wisconsin GOP and try to spread some of his fairy dust over them before the election on November the 8th. Again, in the last segment, talked about how DeSantis said that Wisconsin has the potential to be a lot like Florida. Yeah, all you have to do is to add one ingredient to the Wisconsin State Senate, which is controlled by Republicans, the Wisconsin State Assembly, which is controlled by Republicans. You got to add a governor. Tim Michaels is the Republican candidate for governor, running against the Democrat Tony Evers, the incumbent. And after Ron DeSantis, actually it was before Ron DeSantis, but leading into DeSantis, Tim Michaels had an opportunity to talk a little bit about his priorities. And I found this to be interesting. Last segment I talked about, when you listen to these candidates, what are they going to do for your life? What are the things they're going to do to make your life just a little bit better? Something I talked about, I think, a couple of weeks ago is when we go out, when we just, you know, walk around on a beautiful day like today, when we go to the supermarket or, you know, hang out anywhere, look at all the people that are there. Can you, you know, you have any idea what they're going through? You know what you're going through. And often there's, you know, inflation is hurt. It makes going to the supermarket much more difficult. But there's so many other aspects to one's life where if you have somebody that is going to represent you, you want them to think about those issues that make life a little bit more difficult. And if there's a way that these elected officials can do something, even a small thing, to make the life a little bit better, can they do it? Well, Tim Michaels comes to the microphone last night in Green Bay for this rally. And I found it interesting what he says is his number one legislative priority should he become governor of Wisconsin. Number one. What do you think number one would be for Tim Michaels? Well, he let us know. This is number one. If you elect Tim Michaels governor, this is what he wants to sign first.
Number one legislative priority that I'm going to do when I get in there is we are going to get election integrity back here in the state of Wisconsin.
You know what that says to me? That says to me that Tim Michaels wants to do absolutely nothing for the people of Wisconsin. Nothing. Because it's a lie. It is a bold-faced lie. I'm going to let that hang there for a moment. It's a lie. In the state of Wisconsin, who lost a race in 2020 that they should have won? Was there an election that Tom Tiffany lose because of election fraud? I mean, come on. Come on. There was no election fraud in Wisconsin in 2020. Bottom line. But Tim Michaels, running for the governor of Wisconsin, says that is his number one legislative priority. Number one. Does that make you a little angry? The thing about it is, as well, not only is that number one, he's excited about it. He can't wait to sign that election integrity bill. I mean, he got so excited last night. Let's listen to him. Listen to the excitement in his voice as he talked about this.
And I'll tell you what, I get really fired up about this issue. Why is that? When I took that oath of office, when all you veterans took that oath of office, I swear to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States. If we don't have election integrity, our entire constitutional system will come crumbling down. I'm going to work with the legislature. We're going to get those bills right, the bills that Tony Evers vetoed. We are going to stop the Zuckerbucks, the out-of-state billionaires coming in here. That's right. We are going to stop the ballot harvesting. And we are going to stop the indefinitely confined status. Just because maybe you had COVID over 2 years ago does not mean you should have a ballot, or unfortunately in some cases I've heard multiple ballots, mailed to you for the rest of your life. This is United States of America. You know, I see my friend out here, ran a spirited primary, Tim Rantham, was very big on election integrity as well. Like I said, I get really fired up about this. We are not some third world country. We are not some banana republic. This is the United States of America. Votes are sacred. Your ballot is sacred. And we will have election integrity here in Wisconsin.
We have election integrity here in Wisconsin, Tim Michaels. Number one priority. Number one. Again, it shows it's all about pandering to Trump. Pandering to MAGA, because the only reason this is a issue at all is because Donald Trump lost and he can't handle it. Bottom line. And him bringing up Rampton. Hey, my good friend, Tim Rampton here in the front row. Election integrity was his big issue during the primary. Tim Rampton is a clown. He still wants to decertify the 2020 election, and Tim Michaels pandering to that wing of the party says, oh, well, I might think about doing that. You can't do that. Again, listen to what these people's priorities are. When you talk that way, when you talk about that being your priority, when there are so many things that a governor can do to make the life of an average Wisconsinite just a little bit better. Just a little bit. But Tim Michaels, his whole clown and pony show is to make sure his buddy, his endorser, Trump endorsed. I mean, how many times did he, before the primary, especially after the primary, he's put a little bit of distance between that. But every commercial, I tell you, I was for months in this building hearing Tim Michaels spot Trump endorsed, endorsed by President Trump. I mean, come on. Election integrity. Tim Michaels should never have the word integrity come through his lips because it's just, it doesn't work. There's no integrity there. You know what his number two priority, though, is? Number two when it comes to what he wants to do as the governor of the state of Wisconsin, should he be elected. Tim Michaels talking about schools. And Tim Michaels, as much as election integrity will do nothing, his thoughts on schools will hurt Wisconsin. He doesn't care about the schools that need help. He cares about moving the money around. That's all he does. He's not going to make anything better. But this is what he had to talk about because, again, this is Tim Michaels making Wisconsin great again.
Something has to change. We are going to have universal school choice here in Wisconsin. What does it do? It empowers parents. Parents can decide where their sons and daughters go to school, and those tuition dollars go with them. And when those parents show up at the school board meeting, and the school board says, you know what, we got this. We know how to educate your children. We know they're indoctrinating our children. But the parents are going to have the opportunity to say, I don't like what you're teaching or how you're teaching. My son or daughter is going to go to another school and take those tuition dollars with them.
Indoctrinating, again. These Republicans just drive me nuts the way that they just kick and kick and kick and kick at public school educators. I mean, gee whiz. They genuflect all the time at law enforcement. They genuflect at the military. But the people that educate their kids year after year after year, that's the kind of garbage that they spew all the time. Indoctrinate. And we're going to take that money and go somewhere else where, I guess, the proper indoctrination to the right wing is what they believe. I think there is a role for private schools and there is a role for public schools. I have dealt with a lot of great private school educators and private school administrators. But money should not be going to them. That should be going to the public schools that have built this country for centuries. And when you use those terms like indoctrinate, that's evil. He is saying that the teachers are evil. Indoctrinate. Oh, the school board, they think they know it all. The school board studies these issues. Last week, I was talking to a city council member and a county board member, and we talked about the incredible amount of information they have to go through to make the right decisions. School boards do the same thing. They have to go through so much to make the right decisions, and they are not making those decisions in order to indoctrinate the kids. They have financial issues. They listen to people that come to those meetings, especially the loud ones, the ones that probably know nothing. These same people, Michael's, the parents should, the parents should do the appendectomy as well because those doctors, how dare they say they know what they're doing? How dare they say they should open up my child? I can do that myself. No. Indoctrinate. Again, I mean, it's just pandering to the right. And the cheers, holy cow, they kept cheering and cheering and cheering. And then to add a little bit of icing to the cake, it can't be a discussion on education when it comes to Republicans unless those three letters are spoken and with a little bit of glee. And here was Tim Michaels putting the cherry on top of his sundae.
It all boils down to this. We are going to stop the CRT and get back to the ABCs.
Oh, that Tim Michaels. Oh, man. That was good stuff. That was really good. The CRT and ABCs. I mean, they are so good about these hot button words and hot button topics. It reminds me, this sort of off the cuff here. Back in 2008 and 2012, they spent so much time talking about Reverend Wright when it came to Barack Obama. They tried to pound that this evil man, Barack Obama, that was his pastor, just banged on it in commercials and spent millions of dollars trying to do it. It was all just smoke. they talked about in the election, then you never heard about it again, then they bring it back in the election, never hear about it again. It's just a game to all these people. So again, Tim Michaels is doing what Tim Michaels does when it comes to running for governor. Man, I haven't got to Ron Johnson stuff yet. We're going to have to, you know, get back to that in just a little bit. We have to take a look at the weather coming up. I want to talk a little bit about what the Brewers are doing, a little bit of sports, but we'll get to Ron Johnson in the next hour. So, again, can't miss Ron. Ron is, you know, that guy's campaign really has been something else. We'll take a break. Come back with more here on Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. Back with you, Monday edition of the program here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230 online at bullfallsradio.com. Of course, Alexa and mobile devices by just searching WXCO. Another beautiful Monday here in central Wisconsin, so hopefully that helps you get back into the work week grind to find out whether or not this is going to stay for a while, or as I suspect, we may be getting a little cooler as we get towards the middle of the work week. We're joined from Weatherology by our meteorologist, Ray Miller. Ray, good Monday.
Oh, good afternoon to you. You summed it up very well. A couple of nice days in store temperature-wise, and then a big drop in temperatures for the second half of the week. Lots of sun through the rest of the afternoon. We'll top out right around 79 degrees with winds out of the west at 5 to 10. Tonight, increasing cloud cover, chance of showers and storms after midnight with a low of 57. Couple of showers early in the day Tuesday, otherwise partly sunny, high of 79 degrees. Wednesday, sunny and much cooler, high of 66. And cool down continues Thursday, sunny, high of only 58 degrees. Chance of showers Friday with a high temperature of 60. And once again, another weekend with some shower chances around, not a complete washout, but isolated showers Saturday and Sunday, and highs in the lower 60s. In the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller.
And Ray, 58 degrees in a month or two is going to feel pretty nice. But after getting used to these upper 70s and even into the lower 80s recently, it's going to feel a bit chilly by the time we get later in the week, isn't it?
It's going to come as quite a shock, I think, because that cold front moves through. Again, we'll have a little bit of an adjustment on Wednesday with that high of 66. But, yeah, you know, 58, that's close to what we've been seeing for overnight lows the last few weeks. So really a dramatic cool down.
So I guess the point is get out there later this afternoon. Once I'm done with the show, get out there, enjoy a little bit of the warm weather. As, again, every day that's like this, got to savor it because there's not going to be that many left until we do start to feel a little bit more like fall.
That's exactly right. Not a whole lot of days like this left.
Okay, Ray, well, thank you very much. We'll talk again tomorrow.
I'll see you then.
And right now at our Bull Falls Radio studios on East Wausau Avenue in Wausau, fair skies, temperature of 77 degrees, winds out of the west at 9 miles per hour. The barometer stands at 29.99 inches. The dew point is 54. Relative humidity of 45%. And the heat index right now is 78. So still a beautiful day here in central Wisconsin before it gets a chance of some wetness and then a little bit cooler as well as we get later on into the work week. 2:53 here on this Monday afternoon. Again, I am Chad Holmes. Glad you could join us here on Bull Falls Radio, WXCO, as we go until 4 p.m., and then it is the Devil's Advocates radio show from 4 until 6. I wanted to touch a little bit on sports. We talked about the Packers, a good win, 27-10 over the Bears earlier in the program. Badgers, 66-7 over New Mexico State. Brewers actually had a pretty good weekend, but lost a little bit of ground in terms of the wild card race in the National League. The Brewers faced off against the first-place New York Yankees, earned a couple of really hard-fought wins on Friday and Saturday. Looked pretty good yesterday, jumped out to an early 3-0 lead, but the Yankees came back, beat the Crew 12-8 at American Family Field. But the problem was, over the weekend, San Diego earned a 3-game series sweep. So the Padres are now 2.5 games ahead of Milwaukee, but the Brewers are just 2 games behind the Philadelphia Phillies. Philadelphia lost to Atlanta yesterday 5-2. So right now the battle for the second and third wild card positions in the National League, San Diego 81-66, Philadelphia 80-66, the Brewers are 78-68. The Brewers have to finish ahead of either San Diego or Philadelphia in order to get a wild card in the NL. And they have another pretty tough series coming up. They take on the New York Mets. And right now the Mets are in a battle for the championship in the Eastern Division of the National League. And that's significant because the division winner gets a bye right into the divisional series. The team that finishes in second place in the East, they have to be a wild card. And right now the Mets have a 1-game lead over Atlanta, 93-55 for the Mets, 91-55 for Atlanta. So again, the Mets have everything to play for as well as they head into Milwaukee for the first game of that series tonight. Also, Friday night, hope you're with us. We had a high school football triple header here on Bow Falls Radio. It was a busy one. The first game was the Newman Catholic Cardinals, and they stay undefeated, the number one ranked team in the state, the defending 8-player state champions. They were all over Port Edwards. Another running clock game for the Cardinals. They came out, it was 29-0 before I think the fans could get into their seats as Newman Catholic was able to roll to a big win. Then, boy, it was an exciting game, but a disappointing ending for the Wausau West Warriors. West playing Marshfield in a battle for first place in the Valley Football Association. And in the end, a late touchdown for Marshfield. Warriors drove it into Marshfield territory, but could not get the game winner in the final moments as they fell 28-24. So Wausau West loses for the first time this season. Warriors now 4-1 overall, 2-1 in conference. They'll try to get back on the winning track Friday night against Stevens Point. And the Marathon Red Raiders, this was one of the most interesting scores that we saw because Marathon, they whipped Abbotsford on Friday night. This whipped the Falcons. Abbotsford came into that game undefeated on the season. They were 4-0. They had run for 650 yards in their win over Iola Scandinavia the previous week. And Marathon was able to take control and really never be in trouble. 56-12, big homecoming win for Marathon in that one. What a huge win for the Red Raiders. They're now 3-2 overall, 2-1 in the conference. So good wins for Newman Catholic and Marathon. Tough loss for Wausau West, but in the end, the three teams that we follow are all doing very well as we hit the midway point of the season. Marathon 3-2. 2-1 in conference. Wausau West 4-1. They're 2-1 in conference. Newman Catholic 4-0 overall and 1-0 in their league. And we'll have Marathon and Wausau West coming up on Friday. Marathon will be traveling to Auburndale, another big one in the Marawood. We'll have that one live right here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 12:30, starting with the pregame show at 6:30 and the opening kickoff at 7 p.m. I'll be with the Wausau West football team coming up on Friday night at Stevens Point. That game can be heard live on bowfallsradio.com and Sports Stream 2 starting at 6:40, and also can be heard on a tape delay basis following the Marathon game. And then the Newman Cardinals will be in action Saturday afternoon, taking on Almond Bancroft. I'll be at Newman Catholic High School for that one, starting with the pregame show at 12:40 and the opening kickoff at 1 o'clock. So, again, lots of exciting sports going on. If you haven't had a chance to go and see a high school sports event in person, do it. It is such a great bargain, and it's really entertaining. Lots of fun. You can see, meet some new friends, and it's really a lot of fun. So, again, get out there. See the Warriors, the Red Raiders, the Cardinals, or any of the area teams here in Central Wisconsin in action. CBS News at the top of the hour is coming up. We'll find out the latest headlines. Of course, the Queen's funeral was today. And then we'll come back with another hour. Got some more to talk about with Ron Johnson. And we'll talk about President Biden and Donald Trump as well. That's all coming up in hour number two. Chad Holmes Show here on a Monday on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230 WXCO.